Today's daf is daf Samech. We're about to start the new perek. A little few lines down the page. The perek, the mission begins, Konem Yayin Shani Toim. I keep forgetting to get my mesifta. I keep borrowing the one. I need to remember today. Blue Nether. I'm going to buy my mesifta today. Okay, Konem Yayin Shani Toim Hayom. That any wine that I taste today is going to be Aser. It's Bitaras Nedarim. Eino Aser Ela Ad Shetechshech. It's only Aser until dark. We have to define what dark means, but he says Hayom. The Isser is only Hayom. It's for a short period of time. Lizman. Then the Mishnah says Shabbos Zu. He says Aser B'chal Shabbos. So he says for the entire week, then that entire week is going to be Aser. V'Shabbos She'avra, including the Shabbos that passed. Meaning what? So if you look at the Ran here, the Ran says Shabbos Zu Im Neder Be'echad Mimei HaShavua. One of the days of the week, let's say today's Thursday, so he took a Shavua on Thursday. Aser b'chol yimei shavua, it's aser the entire week. V'yom Shabbos atzma b'chal, and Shabbos is included as well. B'chal iser shel shavua she'avar, it's part of the Shabbos that passed. D'chi ami inis Shabbos zu datayu al yimei achol habam v'yom haShabbos, on the upcoming days and the upcoming Shabbos. So I'm not sure what he's referring to what happened in the past.
Yeah, me too.
It's strange. I mean, whatever sister
Shabbat
is sister.
Meaning Shabbat, when you say Shabbat,
it refers to all week. Maybe it's Thursday, Shabbos is part of the previous week, it's part of this week, it's not part of the beginning of next week.
What he's saying is that he has to keep from that day till Shabbos and the full next week.
Is it the full next week, or just until Shabbos?
No,
I think it's whatever Shabbos ends, after much of Shabbos, even if it's only 3 days.
Hayom Yom Rishon v'Shabbos.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the upcoming week.
It's very messy because it's not clear on the moment.
Yeah, it's for the remainder of the week is Aser. That's what I mean. The remainder, it's not a 7 day period, it's the remainder of the week, including Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos is part of the week prior to it, it's not part of the upcoming week. Okay. Fine. So then the Mishnah says, Chodeshev, he says, Chodeshev, the halach is Aser b'chal. Chodesh is Aser the remainder of that month. In this case, it would be Av. The rest of the Av would be Asertim. Rosh Chodesh Laba, including the upcoming Rosh Chodesh of Elul, that's part of the month as well. Okay, the article goes into Mishnah. Let's see what the Ran says here. The Ran says, Asa b'chol ha-chodesh v'rosh chodesh laba, she'ein rosh chodesh she'achar yimei ha-chodesh mechlal ha-iser, el laba hu nimnav muter. So he changed that gears to the Ran says no, but the Rosh Chodesh is part of the following month, and therefore you mutter like what the article says.
So what does it say? Rosh Chodesh.
You have to change the gears to it.
So what does that mean?
You have to read it somehow. It's Chodesh Aser B'chal Chodesh, comma Rosh Chodesh Laba. That's how. It's for the next month. Rosh Chodesh is for the next month.
No, but it says Eino B'chal Zman Eisu.
Correct. Rosh Chodesh is for the next month, and therefore mutter. I say this month it's Aser, Chodesh. So this month the rest of Av is Mutter. Rosh Chodesh is coming up, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Lahabah, it's for the next month, and therefore that would be Mutter, Rosh Chodesh. It's not part of Av, Rosh Chodesh of Elul, it's part of Elul. It's Lahabah, it's for the next month, and therefore Mutter. If a person says, Shana Zu Aser, Bechal Hashana, he's Aser in the entire year, Rosh Hashanah L'Aser Lavo, and the Rosh Hashanah is for, interesting, Lashon 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 Lava, but the Rosh Hashanah is for, it's the beginning of the next year. It's not included in the Isser. If he says, Shavua Zu, which means the entire Shemitah period, Aser B'chol Shavua, he's part of, he's Aser the entire remainder of that 7 year period, V'shvias She'avra, and Shemitah is part of the previous year. It would be included in the Isser. Vim Amar Yom Echad, if he says one day, if he says Shabbos Achaz 1 week, if he says Chodesh Echad 1 month, Shana Achaz 1 year, Shavu Echad 1 7 year period, Asmi Yom Liyom. Then you don't go based on whatever calendar you count, let's say one day, you count 24 hours from when he takes it. You count 30 days from when he takes the Shavu. You take 1 year from when he takes it. You don't go based on the month of the calendar, you go based on your own count. That's the difference. Okay.
Goes on the hour to the hour that he did it.
Exactly. The mission now says, Ad HaPesach, a person says Ad HaPesach, Aser Ad She'giya, until Pesach arrives. But once Pesach arrives, then the Isser is no longer there. Once Pesach begins. Ad She'hei, If he says Ad Sheyehe Pesach, it means Aser Ad Sheyata. It means it's Aser until Pesach concludes. If he says Ad Lifnei Pesach, let's say he says before, up until before Pesach, so then that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer Aser Ad Sheyagia. I mean, once it arrives, it's ready no longer Aser. Rabbi Yossi Omer Aser Ad Sheyate. No, you have to wait until Pesach is over. So there's machlokas about that last language that's being used.
How can you say such a thing if the language is Lifnei Pesach?
And so there's a girsa here I see on the side. Girsa change. So I'm saying the bottom it should say Ad Pinea Pesach, not Lifnei, but Pinea Pesach. Does that help out?
Yeah.
It makes it better.
Makes you can give a table. It's Pnei Pesach. Lifnei Pesach. It's pretty clear. It's before Pesach. Pnei Pesach. It's face of Pesach. Maybe it's after Pesach because the old Pesach could consider Pnei Pesach. You know.
There's a round later on that explains this lashon on Daf Samech Alef. There might be a rush here though. If you look at the rush, you see the bottom of the rush, the last rush on the Mishnah. It says Ad Pnei HaPesach. The rush says V'yesh b'mashmal zu shlosha. There are actually three possible interpretations of this lashon of Pnei of shlosha inyanim. Ikal meimar Ad Pnei Yamim Harishonim Dainu Ad Sheigia. It could be referring to, you see, the face of Pesach, the beginning. Ika lemeimar, you could say Ad Pnei Yamim Hachronim until you get to the last days. V'yeh muter b'yam Hachronim, and therefore the last days will be muter Pesach, somewhere in the middle. Or coming equal memor ad pnei Pesach until all Pesach haynu ad sheyatze. So there's three ways to interpret it, and Rav Meir and Rav Yossi take two extremes. Either it means before Pesach begins, or it means after Pesach is over. But that's the ambiguity of this lashon. Okay.
Because there's a difference in Gersa. Rosh holds ad lifnei Pesach, and Tosfos. No, they
both change it.
Everybody, yeah.
Change the
from Lifnei to Pnei.
Because there's a similar Girsa and Kiddushi.
Okay, the Gemara says now, Konim Yain Sheini Tovim V'chule. Person says, I cannot get any wine for this next day or for this next week. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiya lichashetich shach tzarch sheela lechacham." What happens is, once it gets dark, he actually requires a sheela chacham. Very strange. Then his nether he took was until day is over, which is with shkia or tzarch kochavim. Why do you require sheela chacham? My time.
But the Gemara doesn't mention the hayom.
No, it's referring to it. That's what's going on.
Oh, so it's referring to the exact words of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why? What's the reason? So Rav Yosef explains, Gezeira Hayom Mishum Yamechad. When you say Konim Yain Shani Tom Hayom, then everyone agrees it ends by Shkia. But if a person were to say Yom Echad, the lach is you need 24 hours from wherever you stand. So there's a concern a person might get confused. If you say Yom Echad, maybe that will also be over once Shkia comes in. But that's different. Yom Echad is different than Hayom. So this way, there's no confusion. Even when you say Hayom, we require you, for Gzeira, to ask the Sheyes Chacham. So when it happens, if a person says a Neder of Yom Echad, he would also have to ask a Sheyes Chacham if he wants to end the Neder earlier.
If he waits less to ask, then he doesn't ask.
Exactly. Then there would not be any need.
Right. If he waits 24 hours, then he would cover both.
I mean, only if he wants to end a Shkia, which is only 4 hours. But if he decides, you know, even if I said Hayom, and I'll wait until tomorrow, 4 o'clock tomorrow,
Yom
then there's no.
Well,
Hayom doesn't require. Hayom means today only, which is over by dark. Let's say I don't want to violate the nether. Even though the nether is over by Shkia tonight, I don't want to violate the nether until tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 24 hours later. Then there's no need for Sheyes Chacham. Because when I were to say Yom Echad, after 24 hours, it would also be expired. It would be permitted as well. So that's what Ricky's pointing out. The Gemara now says, going on to Samech Amar Beis, Amar Lei. So they say back to, who's talking here? Bai says back to Rav Yosef. Ihachi, if that's the case, Ligzor Biyom Echad Mishim Hayom. So if it's Biyom Echad, there should be a Gzera because of Hayom. Meaning what? Says the Ran in the top here, Yom Echad, di sharis lay lich shetichshech, below sheela. if you were to permit by dark without any shela, asi lemitei nami biyom echad shehem mota lichshedech shach. Wait, is that part of the previous one? Yeah, that's part of the previous piece. Let's go to the Rashi here, the top, the Mefarish. Ihachi, ligzer yom echad. Dilehevei aser atche tichshach lemachar mishum hayom. Ah, interesting. So let's say I take a nether yom echad, one full day. So let's say it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I take a nether. I cannot have any apples for 24 hours. So by the time tomorrow comes, 4 o'clock, I'm allowed to eat it. The Gemara is saying, you should not allow me to eat it at 4 o'clock tomorrow, because what's going to happen is, I'm going to say...
The next day you're going to make hayom and you're going to wait.
Exactly. If I say hayom, which right. doesn't require 24 hours, it requires dark, I might eat also before it gets dark.
If you do next day.
If I do...
Let's say hayom. Today's Wednesday. So let's say you say today's really Thursday. So let's say it's Wednesday and you say... all the day, so then you can eat tomorrow at this time.
Correct.
And the Gezeres, if tomorrow morning you would say Hayom, you would have to wait till the night. Is that what it's saying?
Right, not only tomorrow morning, but whenever I were to take it. If I were to ever take another nether of Hayom doesn't require 24 hours, Hayom requires dark.
Right.
So I'm going to say, well, last time I took a Yom Echad nether, I was able to break it at 4 p.m., which is before nighttime.
But you started it.
Right, but people are going to get confused by the two different cases.
It would only work if he does it the day after this one.
No, if I knew when I took my Yom Echad Neder, I took it I took it at 4 p.m. And then tomorrow 4 p.m. I could break it.
Right.
Now next week I take another Hayom, a different one, Hayom, which ends at dark. But I don't know there's a difference between Hayom and Yom Echad. I'm going to say, oh, last time I took it, I ended at 4 p.m. before dark. So here also, when I take a Hayom Neder, I'll break it before dark.
But that's not a concern, because next time if you take it at 4 p.m., you could eat at night.
No, if I take a nether in the morning, hayom,
you have to wait till it starts.
But I won't know that. I confused, because last time I made a nether which
but
I thought was the same.
Last time you waited 24 hours. Now it's going to be less than 24 hours.
But I don't know the difference. So you're saying, well, how you can't get it before 24 hours. Let's see what the Ron says.
What I'm trying to say is that this is always more chomer, because there's always more time involved, no matter which way you look at it.
No, but he's going to the Umaki, to the half day. That he said, okay, you might think, you might make a mistake.
So
because I started the 4 and finished the 4, so now I start in the morning, 4 p.m. is good.
Who's going to think that?
Ask them, not.
Let's see what it says.
Let's look at this, the Rashi on the top here. He says, Ihachi, Ligzer Yom Echad, which requires 24 hours. That too, after 24 hours, you should still have to wait an additional few hours until dark hits. Lemachar, why? Mishum hayom, because the gzeir, if you took a nether of just hayom, which doesn't require 24 hours, it requires dark. The amrs ad meis leis aser, if it's only aser for 24 hours, v'sulo, and you don't have to wait anything more. V'sulo asi lemishrei nami, you're going to come to permit ki amud b'shachris v'amar hayom, a person standing in the morning. He says hayom. He's going to permit half the daytime. He's not going to realize that.
Right.
But you're saying, wait a second. But last year when I took it, it was 24 hours I waited here. Here, I don't have 24 hours. I don't have dark.
Like, who's going to think that when you say today, you're going to wait 3 hours and eat? It doesn't make any sense. So maybe, then you have to make takanas for everything.
But maybe hayom. Yom Echa means one full day. Hayom means most of the day.
A couple of hours.
Right. I hear your kasher. I do hear it. Let's see.
That's fine. That's
good. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Yom Echad. Okay. A person will get confused in one direction, they won't get confused in the other direction. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, Hayom Biyom Echad Michlif. The Sharis Lay, if you permit Ki Amar Hayom, if a person says Hayom, Lichshetichshach below She'ela. Person says hayom, he just has to wait till dark, and then you have him eat at nighttime. Below sheila, asi lemishrei nami afilu ba'omer yom echad. There's a concern that same thing. If a person says a yom echad, a 24-hour nether, then there's a concern that he also might eat by dark. Ava, right, exactly. Ava yom echad by yom, the other direction not true. Lo mechlef. 24 hours to a hayom nether won't be confused. Dehaki amar yom echad. When a person says yom echad, amar b'isura meisleis, he stands there for 24 hours. So basically, what you're answering exactly.
What I'm saying,
exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Now, what he says on the side here, Mashinagu Akshav, he continues to say, seems a side point now, Mashinagu Akshav, B'tainis Yachid, de Lohavi el B'tzafra Vad Panya. Person takes upon himself an individual, personal, tainis, whatever reason it might be, but he takes a tainis Yachid, and people do take them. And it's the tainis is from the tzafra, from the morning, until Panya, until the Shkia, until the sun begins to set. Afilu Hachi, Lichshatichshach, Sharilei, B'lo Shela. So why then by Tanis Yachid, I take one in the morning, which is only 12-hour period. It's not 24 hours. It's only 12 hours. It starts in the morning and ends at night. So shouldn't I require Shelas Chacham by nighttime? Because what happens if I go ahead and take a 24-hour fast day, Hayo, a Yom Echad, I'm going to think, oh, at nighttime also, it's going to be over. So there should be a concern there as well. There's no Gzera. Why? He says, Ran Hainu Mishum Shadavar Yadu. Everybody knows, Shedino Shotainis Kachu. Everyone knows by tainis, that's the rule. Vein isura kishar nedarm shekvar kavu l'chacham zman. I believe shkia. It's a discussion. I'm pretty sure.
Changes the whole thing.
It does, but it could be tzeis. I think we were machmir for tzeis, but really mikra did. I think shkia is enough. You have to look into a tainis yachad. I don't remember. But what comes out here is though. We're only talking about confusing different nedarim that people take about this is usher to me, this fruit is usher to me. When it comes to a tainis is a completely different category. Even though a tainis, that if I were to take a tainis yachid, it's created through a nether of mine, I would take a nether that I'm taking upon myself tomorrow to fast. Still, a tainis is a completely different category, and it's not going to get confused with other halachas of nedarim. That's in essence what the Ran is saying.
Yeah, because he's actually thinking about himself a certain already a structured hadach, I mean a structured fast.
Right.
He's not saying 24 hours or a day or something.
He's building up to something that already exists. Yeah.
But who speaks about tiny too?
No, he's going. It's a question he asks. He asks a question. Oh. When you have a tinus, if I take a personal tinus and it ends at shkia or at seis,
that's what the Ran says.
Exactly. That's the Ran's kasha. Second here. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Amar li maremar hachi amar avucha mishmei de Rav Yosef keman azla shmaisa de Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Who does he hold like? Ki Rav Nasan. So Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was he? He asked the question.
He's the one who said that if you say Hayom,
Shez Chacham. Okay. So who does he hold like? He must hold like Rabbi Nasan, the Tana, Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yirmiyah is only in Amora. He followed the Tana, Rabbi Nasan, the Tani, Rabbi Nasan, Omer, Kol Hanel, Dekil, Banok, Bama, Mekai, Makil, Makter, Allah. We saw this yesterday. We saw it a number of times already. That person who makes a neder, it's as if he built a Bama. And if a person keeps a neder, you think it's a good thing? No, it's as if you're being Makter on a Bama, which is a bad thing.
Unless the Kavanot is Torot. Story that came to the Kohen, so he asked him why you.
Yeah. But that's different opinions whether it's good or not. Rabbi Nasan, that's saying Rabbi Nasan Paskin is a bad thing. There are other opinions that think it's a good thing, but we hold like it's a bad thing. So how do we see that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Rabbi Nasan? So if you look at the Ran, five medium wide lines down, it says Kaman Azla Shemaisa Rabbi Yirmiyah Baba Rabbi Nasan. He holds like Rabbi Nasan. Kolomar, in other words, Demai de Matzrichina Le Sheila Lechacham Beomer Hayom. La mishum gzer bilchut. That which Rabbi Yirmiyah required to ask a Shez Chacham when you say the rest of the day is asa to me in tainis, it's not only because of gzera that it might be confused with a neder that you take yom echad, a 24-hour neder. That's not the only reason why they require a Shez Chacham. It's not so common that a person's going to switch by yom and yom echad. It's very, very unlikely. Unlikely they'll make such a gzera. Miu. However, since he made a nether, it's not a good thing according to Rinasan. If there's no room for gzera, they wouldn't have made the require shela in the first place. We should always require shela by every single nether when the time comes. machmir le kantin le hilkachim haya nether mitzvah kigon lumo lukai mitzvah inu tzarech shela. What's going on here is as follows. The gzeira of concern that you might switch yom echad and hayom is very unlikely. And the klal is, when it's lo shchichi, lo gazir and rabbanon, we don't make a gzeira in an unlikely circumstance, that's unlikely. So what the Gemara is saying here is there must be a more underlying reason why they were motivated to make a gzeira of shelas chacham. The reason why is because you hold like Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim holds that making a nether is like building a bama, that's a bad thing. And being fulfilling a nether is being mocked in the bama, which is even worse. So it's a bad thing to take nedarim. So since it's bad to take nedarim, a person should always have a shelas chacham. So the Ron says, wait a second, if every time you take a nether it's bad, you should always require shelas chacham. Not only here, there should be a klal, there's always, whenever you make a nether, you need a shelas chacham. So they say you can't be ochre in the Dharma entirely. So you have to have a certain reason when you could require Sheyas Chacham, when not. So when there's room for Gzeira that you might come to switch Yom Echad, Biyom, those two things. So since we know in the first place it's bad to make a Dharma, and now there's some unlikely circumstance where there is a little bit of concern that you might get confused with other types of Nadharm, we felt it was necessary to employ the halachas of Sheyas Chacham here. Now, if there could be another case of other Nadarm where there's a small, unlikely Gzeira, that would also seemly be a good motivation to require Sheyas Chacham. No, because of the Gzeira, they required Sheyas Chacham. Because of the Gzeira, they might switch Yom Echad B'Yom, they required a Sheyas Chacham at the completion of the nether.
Yeah, but Sheyas Chacham is not Gzeira.
No, it's not, no. The Gzeira requires...
I'm asking differently. Sheyas Chacham is not a Gzeira for the nether.
It's supposed to, it prevents people from confusing it. Because people are going to confuse it, the Sheyas Chacham that you need for Yom is going to make sure that if you do that also by Yom Echad, if you want to end it at night time, you would also require a Sheyas Chacham because you would be violating it before the 24-hour clock expires. No?
What he's saying is that basically it would be great.
I'm asking something else.
No, he says it would be great. He's saying it would be great that every time somebody makes another, he should go under Sheyas Chacham.
Which makes it Gzera.
No.
If it's every time, he said Lo Shchichi, Gzera Lo
Shchichi. No. So that's not so. He says in this case, there is some kind of reasoning behind doing a Gzera. So whenever
there is a Gzera,
that you might say, instead of Yom Echad, you might say...
What kind of Gzera is that?
Because you might get confused.
No, but why is it Gzera?
Because you're going to violate the Isser.
Because you're going to violate the Isser.
So what Gzera?
That you have to do Sheyas Chacham. Sheyas Chacham. You need Sheyas Chacham.
Oh, so that's a Gzera.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That Sheyas Chacham is a Gzera. Okay.
For that case, yeah.
But we said, what is a Lo Shchichi? So you don't do Gzera,
right.
Lo Shchichi, and Nedarim to begin with, Lo Shchichi.
No, not Nedarim. No. Nedarim are Shchichi. What's Lo Shchichi is that a person will really get confused between Yom Echad Bayom. People don't really get confused. But since it's unlikely, and plus the fact that Nedarim are bad, those two combined could say, let's make a Gzera to always require to require Sheyas Chacham in this particular case.
Which is the Gzera, Sheyas Chacham.
Right.
Okay.
Beautiful. Gemara says now at the two dots, Shabbos Zu, Asr B'chol Shabbos Kulo. The remainder of the week, including Shabbos itself, is going to be Asr in whatever nether he takes. Pshita, it's pretty obvious. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Ma'od the same. What would you have thought? Yom de Shabbos Kamar, only the days of the week, but not Shabbos itself, I guess. Kamashmila, no, even Shabbos is included. Let's see the Ran for that. See, the Ran says two Y lines down, Shabbos zu asr b'chol Shabbos. The Shabbos l'shavar pshita, the Shabbos l'shavar. Everybody knows Shabbos follows the week beforehand. We're preparing for Shabbos. Of course Shabbos is part of this week. Why would you think otherwise? And the Ran explains, Ma'od the same. Yom de Shabbos Kamar, Mishum de Chemin Shimei Achol Kari Yom Shabbos. Since the days of the week they're called the days of the week, the days of Shabbos, Neima Shelahem Levadam Niskabin. Maybe he only had in mind to asr those days of the week, the weekdays. But lo less al asma yayin b'Shabbos, and not to prohibit wine on Shabbos. Kamashman, that he had in mind even Shabbos itself. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says Chodesh Zeh Asr B'Chol Achodesh Rosh Chodesh L'Habah. That if you say the month is Asr, I can't have wine for the month, the remainder of the month is Asr, but Rosh Chodesh is Mutter, because that's part of the following, L'Habah, part of the following month. In this case, it's part of Elul coming up. Whereas the Pshita, that's also ever obvious. Everybody knows Rosh Chodesh is part of the next month. So the Gemara says, Ki Yisr Echle Chodesh Chaser. The missing month. What's that? So the 29th, third, when there's 29 days, missing one day, so there are two Rosh Chodeshes. So it ends up being that there's again... Exactly. Lamed Av. So Lamed is, even though it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's really going to be, it's Lamed Av. So maybe at that point, you think that Rosh Chodesh of Lamed should be part of the previous month. So the Gemara says, Ki Itzarich, again, when you need it, is for L'Chodesh Chaser Mal. The same of Rosh Chodesh L'Sha'avar, the first Rosh Chodesh is for the previous month, Havei V'lo L'Taser. Wait, it should be Aser. Yeah, it should be. L'Taser, the low should be removed. It should be L'Taser. It should be Aser. It should be part of the previous month. Kamash month, Karu Inshi Reisha Yericho. People call it. Remember, in the Dharma always goes after Lashon, Achal Lashon, Bnei Adam. People refer to Rosh Chodesh as Rosh Chodesh Elul, even though it's technically Lamed Av, people say it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, therefore it's not included in the nether. Mm-hmm. Right, that's exactly what the Ran says. Second here. Okay, gets into some issues with shtaros. Fine.
So, one second. So, this is very interesting because when it's a chaser, when do we do 2 days when it's a chaser? When it's a month?
When the next month is chaser.
That's what I'm saying.
Next month is chaser. Then this month. Then.
And that's how they're reading it?
Yeah. No, this one is chaser.
No, because
no, but he's right.
If it has 29, it's only we do 1 day.
Yeah.
Next month is 20.
Ah, okay, so that's what
I mean.
Sense.
This month would be Moloch.
Right. Uh-huh.
I don't know why he didn't say it this month. Why is he? Why are they?
Right. Because to me, that's how when he was thinking it, I was thinking it doesn't make any sense. So a second. So when the next month is Chaser, then this month is Moloch.
Right. Why do they just say that? If the current month that Jim and the Dharma on is Moloch, why do they have to talk about the next?
Right.
Month?
Yeah.
So when there's a 29 days. There's no lamed, basically.
Right.
There's haftet and aleph. And when there's 30 days, there's lamed and aleph.
Right. Oh. But when there's haftet days, there's only aleph is Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Gemara says now, quotes from the Mishnah, Shanazu Asr B'chol Hashana Kulo. If you say, I cannot have wine for this year, it includes the remainder of the year, but not including Rosh Hashanah. Ibailu asks the Gemara, Amar Konim Yain Shani Toim Yom. When you say Yom, you don't say Hayom, no, you don't
sorry,
say.
I'm trying to figure this out. We have time to do it, but yeah, he's making the neder on a chodesh that is maled.
Correct.
And the next chodesh
is a chaser.
Therefore, no. Chodesh haba u chod. Right. The next chodesh is chaser. So this chodesh we only have 1 day Rosh Chodesh.
No, when it's maled we have two.
I'm sorry. This chodesh we have two.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the 30th, end of the month.
The 30th and the first.
First, right.
And what are we concerned that he's going to think that what?
And since day 30 is part of Av, it should be Aser, it should be part of the Nether of this month. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh, it's really Lamed Av.
But it's belong to Av, not to Elul.
Kamash Shulan, you're right that Lamed Av is part of Av, but since people call it Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's not going to be part of the Nether.
So it's a Kula that we're saying.
The Kula, correct.
Now, in practicality, Mamash Lamed is considered to be the day belonged to the previous Chodesh,
correct.
Not to the next one.
Correct.
So why they call it Rosh Chodesh?
It is Rosh Chodesh. We say Halal on it.
Fine, I understand. The din in Rosh Chodesh is Halal.
But because,
but why
because every single day, every month has 29 days plus a little bit. Every calendar, every lunar month, 29 and a little bit. So the 30th day has the potential to be Rosh Chodesh or not, depending on the days.
Right, the 30th, almost. The 30th you do this from Safek.
Ah.
Because it could have been Chaser and today
it's
Rosh Chodesh.
Because when I had the best, and they didn't know, they're sitting there waiting. Is someone going to come and say that today is the first day of the next month?
Right.
Or they didn't see the moon. So they're waiting all day. And
they couldn't see themselves.
Well, they have to wait for the witnesses.
Right. If they saw themselves, another story. But it wasn't always so easy to see. It was cloudy, different, depending on your, the vision.
But you were waiting for someone to come from some whatever.
Yeah.
It's far away too. Mm-hmm. Takes time too.
No, so they don't know. So it's day 30. Day 30 could turn to day 1. We don't know. So they kept that, as Harry was saying, they kept that day as Rosh Chodesh. Uh-huh. In case Edom came, today was Rosh Chodesh, so they kept day 30. If they didn't come, so the next day would be definitely. Uh-huh. It can never be more than 30 days a month.
I understand.
So based on those sugyas, what Harry's referring to. Okay, the Gemara says, Ibarilu asks the Gemara, Amar konim yayin shani toim yom, my dine. He doesn't say hayom, and he doesn't say yom echad. He says just yom. My dine, is it kihayom, and therefore it would be ushered for the remainder of the day?
This is something that you're going to find very interesting.
Oh, do I, this thing we're about to do?
No, here it says, Mikan yesh limod, shekashekodvim shtar beyom rishon shel Rosh Chodesh, yesh lichtov beyom chodesh ploni, which is the next month already, velo shem achodesh shavar, ve'im lo asaken, hashtar pasul mishum shtar mukdam.
If that's what the Ron says, so if it's, let's say, if it's Lamed Av, I think you would say it's Lamed Av Shehu Rosh Chodesh El. That's probably what you have to write.
Or Be Yom Arishon Shel. I don't know exactly how it's saying it, but if you just say that it's the last Chodesh, then it's possible. You have to say the on Yom Rishon Shel Rosh Chodesh Av, let's say, or Shel Rosh Chodesh El.
Yes, yeah, something like that.
It's very interesting.
I think my sister got married on Lamed Av, which is Rosh Chodesh El. I think so. Okay. So again, the Gemara says Ibar Ilhu Ma'amar Konim Yain Sheni Tom Yom. He says that the wine will be ushered to him Yom. My dine ki hayom, is it like saying hayom, in which case it would be usher only the remainder of the day until shkir or tseis? Oh, ki yom echad, or is it yom more like a full 24 hours like yom echad? So Gemara brings a raya, tashma mi masnisin. Let's bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, konim yayin sheni toim hayom, ein eser ela ad shetichshach. Ha yom, the implication is only hayom is usher till dark. But if you say yom without the hay, it's kiyom echad, it must be like 24 hours, dummy. Well, I says, wait a second, but Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar yom echad, asim yom liyom. If you say yom echad, it's asim for 24 hours. Ha yom, just regular yom, is kiyom dummy, in which case it's asim only till dark. So you can make two opposite implications from the Mishnah, one from the Reisha, one from the Seifa. And the Gemara says, Ela meha leka lamash miminei. So you can't make any conclusions from our Mishnah because you're going to draw two opposite conclusions. I should stop here. I guess we have a lot of time.
Good spot.
The truth is, actually, we have 15 minutes.
You
can go to the top of the next page. You may as well. May as well do that. Let's keep going then.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara. Tashma, Amar Rav Ashi, Tashma, the last few lines of Samach Mabez. Konim Yayim, Shani Toim Hashana. If he takes a net that he can't have wine for this year. So what happens is he's expecting the year to end by Nisan, one Rosh Chodesh is one Adar. Turns out, in the middle of Adar, the Chachamim realize that they need to add it. It's still winter out. Pesach is going to be during the winter. We need to extend it another month. So they added Adar Sheni. So what's Halacha? Nowadays, not everything's set. No, they can't do it the last day. 30th Adar, you can't anymore. But before the 30th Adar, they are allowed to add another month. Nowadays we have everything preset. But back when they used to do it based on Api Cheshbon, they would, Api Ria. When? I don't know the time periods of things. So they would do it based on, they would decide, let's add another Adar. So he didn't know.
Hillel
is the
permanent calendar.
Hillel is, so I don't know when he lived either.
So
So if the person took the nether that he cannot have wine for the rest of the year, and then after making the nether they decide to add a second Adar, the halacha is he's aser in the remainder of the year, including that Adar Sheni. Now Adar Sheni is included in that, even though that wasn't part of his kavanah in the beginning. So heich, exactly, heich idami, what's the case here? Elaim, if it's a situation, kidaka kanile lamali lememra, what does that mean? So is there Ron here in the previous case?
Right.
He said this year, and the Ad Hasheni is part of the year. Right. It's part of the year.
Because it's not even at the end, it's in the middle of the year.
So Ella Lav Damar Shana, it must be where he says Shana, not Hashana, not Shana Zu, but Shana, just regular year, similar to the question of Yom. Alma, we see here that Shana is Ki Hashana Dami. That's like Ki Hashana, just like when you say Hashana, it certainly does include any month in the year, even the Iber Shana. So too, it must be Shana without the Hey is like saying Hashana the rest of the year, including Ibura. If that's the case, so too, V'yom Nami Kayom Dine, must be that saying Yom without the Hey is as if you say Hayom with the Hey, and it would be till dark and not 24 hours. Of course, says, Lo, you can't bring me a raya from this case of Shana. Liolam Damar Hashana, really said Hashana. But wasn't it obvious if you say Hashana, then obviously it refers to whatever month's in that year, and the Ibur Shana is a part of that year, the Ibur Chodesh is part of the year. Now, the same, but what would you have thought? Maybe Halach Acher Rov Hashanim, Lo Is Behan Ibur. Maybe you should really refer, when a person takes a neder, his intentions are to go based on typical years, and typical year doesn't have an extra month. And that would be the case. So it shouldn't include the 13th month of the year. That's a chiddush kamashmalan. It does that when you say Hashana, it refers to any month of that year, even the Ibur Shana. But it has nothing to do, we're not talking about at all, when you say Shana Stam without the Hay. Let's just look at the Iran here. Iran, three lines from the top. Read two Irans quickly. Mal de Sema on Tamach Alef and Aleph. Mal de Sema, what would you have thought? Halach Acher Rov Shanim. The Lesbun Ibur, normal years, do not have an extra month. V'neiman, you would say, Da'afagav Damar Hashana, even though you said Hashana, Lo Litas Elev Rov Shanim. The Isha only exists like most years where there are only 12 months. Kamash, well, no, Hashana includes even the Ibur Chodesh. And there's no Psak here. The Gemara asks a question, how do you classify Yom? They brought two rayas, and we rejected both rayas. So the conclusion is, says the Ran, the Indian halacha came in the be'ayin d'loifshite. Since it's a question that it has no answer, naktin l'chumra the yom ki yom echa dami v'asher eishleis. We're going to be machmir and create an iser of 24 hours l'chumra. Okay, stop here.
So this time afternoon, we're not allowed to learn, right? There is no difference between any other.
This Shabbos.
Shabbos, we said that you're allowed.